Recently, there's been news that the population of social networking site Facebook is more than the population of the whole of Australia. Its rivalry with MySpace appears to be growing. But is the divide between users of the two sites just to do with personal preference? Or does it say something about modern-day class divides? Well, joining us to discuss this is blogger extraordinaire and UWA academic, Dr. Tama Lever. Good morning, Tama.
Good morning. It's lovely to be here.
Come nice and close to the microphone. Now, for those of us who don't know, what's the difference between MySpace and Facebook?
Well, among other things, the way that they began, because
Facebook began as quite an exclusive social networking site that started as something that only college students in the States could join, and it was you could only get in if you were invited by someone. So, excuse me, that clearly makes a big difference as to how people initially jumped on board, whereas MySpace evolved in the other direction. It started out with sort of a 20s, 30s sort of audience, but rapidly became the space of youth, if you like, and probably remains more so than Facebook. Facebook still, even though it's opened its borders now and it's open for anyone to join, it's still highly populated by college and university students more so than anything else.
Facebook's popularity has grown pretty quickly. Is it quicker than the popularity of MySpace?
It's certainly, since it became public, it's certainly growing faster than MySpace did at a similar time. But at the same time, one of the big trends is people migrating from MySpace to Facebook, so people aren't coming to these networks afresh. They've had friends, they've had MySpace, they've had a history of engaging with these things, and it's more jumping on board. And, of course, being in Facebook doesn't necessarily mean you've given up being on MySpace. A lot of people would probably do both.
And do you have a preferred site?
I personally prefer Facebook, but that's not saying much. I do have a MySpace as well, but I must confess I don't look at it that often.
Mm-hmm. What's better about Facebook for you?
The people who are already using it, in so much as it's quite a useful networking tool, not just in terms of social networks, clearly a lot of the university networks in there, but also the sort of research I do on the internet and things like that. A lot of the American academics who are into that sort of thing are already on Facebook, and if you're going to teach something, you tend to find the academics are trying it out. And so that network has sort of replicated itself into Facebook, which, you know, means you sort of see the lighter side of some people you take very seriously normally, and that's a great thing to see.
Since, I suppose, Facebook started out with academic groups, and the grouping has been a big part of it, now that it's open to all, is it still much about the groups, or is it more about individuals?
It's probably less so about the groups, but that's primarily how it's organised. You still kind of need to join a network, be it, you know, the UWA network, or be it, I mean, you can join something as generic now as the Australia network and have that as your primary network. But most people still identify, at least primarily identify with a group that they've met in face-to-face situations, whereas MySpace, I would suggest, doesn't necessarily work that way. It's often MySpace is more about networking with people you've never physically engage with.
And MySpace, more of the profiles are public than on Facebook, is that correct?
Yes, it would be. MySpace, there are a lot of privacy issues in some ways because a lot of school-age kids are using MySpace and they're putting a lot of stuff up online that might be better suited to a private setting but certainly isn't, whereas Facebook sort of, you need to be in Facebook to see most of Facebook, and I mean it's got 10,000 different ways you can organise your privacy, but that issue has been developed more fully, I think, in Facebook.
Do you think that's because some people are concerned about having totally public profiles?
Absolutely, and I think fair enough too. I mean, there's both the privacy issue and, of course, the copyright issue. I mean, one of the things in Facebook is that if you put content in there, then the people who own Facebook technically own that content as well. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the same is true for MySpace with Rupert Murdoch rubbing his fingers together.
Now, the reason we've got you in today is because there was a report that found that the differences between users of MySpace and Facebook out of the US, this report was from California, I think, had something to do with a class divide between the users.
Mm.
Now, you've got some opinion on this?
Well, I first of all, I must flag that the person who did that survey, Dana Boyd, has gone to great pains to point out that this is not a finished product. This is her thinking out loud and she's worked with a lot of young people in the States, and she did notice an increasing divide between people who identified as Latino, Hispanic, who identified as, you know, what you might think of as the high school outcast. Those sort of groups were more into MySpace, whereas the more affluent groups were perhaps more into Facebook. But that's not to say in any way there's a neat divide between the two. And one of the really interesting things to come out of Dana's work was the issue of discussing, does class mean anything anymore? Is class of use? And certainly when you've got 1,000 different facets at work rather than nice, you know, economic divisions, it makes it difficult to use class as a term, but certainly it provoked a reaction.
Yeah. And I suppose the idea is, does class mean anything on the internet?
Mm. Well, I mean, I guess that's one of those wonderful questions that, as an academic, I have to point out, most people don't get to the internet just, you know, magically. There's still means of access, and so does it mean something that some people have it in their homes on broadband 24/7 and that other people might have it in an internet cafe or only in a library? And that clearly means there are some important distinctions to take in mind, and that may have some impact on whether people choose, you know, what particular site. Facebook, I think, works better if you're on it more often, whereas MySpace can work quite well as a web page where you check in less frequently.
And what does this mean about, I suppose, people are creating individual profiles, but they're becoming a part of a community? What does this mean for sort of the idea of the individual identity that they're expressing through their site? Does Facebook make it a little bit more kind of less definable between the different users?
It really depends what you're after. I mean, I guess one of the major differences is that Facebook, you can't really change to a great extent how it looks. It's always, you know, fairly neatly blue and white, and the columns are always the same. And in that respect, it's much easier for people looking at it to suck information out in a traditional sense. From a design perspective, it's much cleaner. Whereas MySpace, one of its virtues or one of its curses, depending on how you look at it, it can be turned into an incredibly garish mess of a page. And that's fair enough. For a lot of people, that's how they want to express their identity. But Facebook doesn't give you those options in the same way. So if it's a visual identity thing, then MySpace gives you a lot more to work with in that respect.
Speaking of garish identities on MySpace, the use of it for federal politicians in Australia is reasonably new. It's been only just a few weeks now. Has it been popular?
Yes, to some extent. Certainly from the Labor voters' side, it's been popular, and similarly for people like Andrew Bartlett, who was a Democrat senator who is quite savvy with these things, it's been popular for him. One of the main things I think that's been caused some press is that when MySpace released Impact, which is their sort of politics site, which replicates something they'd already done in the States, Kevin Rudd's number of friends has gone through the roof, up to over 10,000 currently, whereas John Howard's has been 8. And it's still 8. And I think that's more to do with the management side of it. I don't think Howard's team realised that a human being will have to, if you set your privacy at a certain level, they have to tick a box to accept friends. And as they haven't, it does look embarrassing, but it's perhaps not an accurate reflection of voters' opinion, sadly.
And what about the corporate possibilities of these sites? We hear that places ban individual users from using it, like Telstra has banned their employees from using Facebook. The US military has banned people from having MySpace profiles. Is this purely a privacy concern? Is it about people not performing at work because they're addicted to these sites?
Oh, absolutely. I think with Facebook, that's the biggest issue. I think because you do have little addictive things, like you can update your status every half an hour in the same way you used to on Messenger or something like that. And because Facebook's architecture lets you use a whole lot of different plugins, it means it's sucking information from so many different places on the web. It can actually use a lot of traffic just opening one page. And I'm sure from Telstra's very economically rationalist point of view, that's not a good thing. Mm. Whereas, the US military thing, I think, was more of a privacy concern. Also because MySpace by default is public, whereas Facebook at least gives you the semblance of privacy.
Mm. Well, thank you for offering your opinion on this world that we live in.